So we have a question here, and I think this may be a very common one for a lot of folks. Willie and Kayla and Zeely and Opal, we live in the sticks, and this actually applies even if you don't. So it's not unusual for our dog to chase after wildlife if it happens to be in our yard when we let him out. We think he got into a fight because he had some blood on his mouth when he came back indoors. Do we have to worry about diseases?
You know, the big one that we worry about in Western Pennsylvania, you've heard me talk about it many times, is rabies. And so we can't know when an animal gets in a fight with another animal what it was. It could have been a mouse, and then we're not so worried about rabies. But if it was a raccoon or a woodchuck or even a squirrel, it's not as common in a squirrel, but any warm-blooded mammal, large mammals mostly, we have to worry about rabies. So I think most vets would probably recommend that you booster the rabies shot. Even if you just got it 3 months ago, we'd probably want to booster it again. And if we get, you know, an experience or an encounter with a rabies suspected animal, we're going to get 4 or 5 shots. So giving another booster is a logical thing to do. And that's what I would recommend if the dog came home with blood, because you just don't know. And why take a chance?
Allison and Tommy in Mount Lebanon want to know, Dr. Mike, our miniature schnauzer started to bump into things last week. Our vet told us it could be cataracts. Do you recommend removing them, and do you perform that procedure at your practice?
You know, there's really good ophthalmologists that have the equipment to remove those. So general veterinarians don't remove those anymore. Years ago we did, but now there's much better equipment that makes it much less traumatic. So cataracts are a hereditary disease in miniature schnauzers. They can get them as early as, you know, 4 months of age, you can see cataracts in their eyes. Most people don't notice them until they, you know, mature and you know, cause complete blindness or fill up the lens where they're bumping into things. And then they may be able to be removed if they're mature like that and large enough to be removed. So you'd have to see an ophthalmologist for that. Your veterinarian can probably give you an idea if they're mature. And as long as the back of the eye is still functioning, the retina, they can be removed. And generally in miniature schnauzers, like I said, it's hereditary. You know, the lens just clouds up and the proteins get all clogged up, and then it doesn't allow light to pass through easily. Generally, you can get those removed.
Doc, Zach and Melissa in Upper Lawrenceville say they need a best food recommendation. They have a 14-year-old Jack Russell with kidney disease. Say a lot of people have opinions, but they want to trust yours.
Thanks. There's a couple of prescription diets out there that that you can try. Now, what is a prescription diet for kidney disease? Most of them give them high quality protein with low quantity. I don't know how important that is, but the most important thing I think these foods do is they restrict phosphorus and sodium, and those things can lead to mineralization of the kidneys, of the arteries, of the intestines. So it's good that they restrict that. And it does help the kidneys process the food better. If you want a home prepared diet, there's a book out there by Donald Strombeck. I have it on my Dr. Mike Hutchinson webpage. I did a podcast on nutrition, and I give the link to his book where you can download it for free, and it tells you what you can make for almost any kind of disease, and the diets are complete. Dr. Strombeck is a DVM, a PhD, and out of California. He's retired now, but he's written most of the prescription food menus. He's wonderful, and he does a great job.
And you can go to drmikehutchinson.com. There you will find the Magic Podcasts with how many are you up to now?
I think 50, over 50, but that one was
really?
Podcast number 2. It was
That's
a podcast
incredible.
On nutrition.
And
yeah,
course,
if they go to the first page, they'll see that link to Dr. Donald Strombeck. I'm the podcast number 2.
All right, and you can go to animalgeneral.net, and we have a link on kdkradio.com. Doc, you have a great weekend.
You too. Stay warm.
Dr. Mike Hutchinson.